Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
My new podcast called The Woe Show. And today we got a special guest.
Whoa. The Woe Show. Yeah, yeah, man. Shout out Vicky for having me in here. She said I'm her first guest. I'm your first guest?
Period.
Why me? Like, why am I the first?
Thank you. That's love.
It's crazy because we used to have beef and shit, and so she went on my live stream, so I felt the need to go on hers, but I met with her in person, so she could have got me lined up. Like, she could have, like, set me up and shit, but yeah, she didn't, so.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I appreciate you for having me.
No, thank you for coming.
Whoa.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what's your real name?
What you laughing?
What do you look like?
Is that right?
What do you think my name is?
What? Oh, no.
You're going to say shower clink clink.
What is going on?
Is that part of the podcast?
This is not part of the podcast, you guys. Just listen, a little shout out to our regular guy Friday friend. Well, Vicky, no disrespect to Bad Baby, just promoting her podcast, which she obviously here is very compelling.
Totally.
Super exciting.
Yeah. We have similar audiences, so we're
similar vibe. A lot of crossover right there.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing to go but up as we listen to the Kinks.
Ray Davies, like the Kinks.
Davies Brothers. Crank this one up.
I honestly thought that was part of the podcast, too.
No.
So I was like, go off. That was good.
I don't think Will Vicky would be into the Kinks yet.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a great song, though. She was jealous of her sister.
Mm. Don't be jelly.
She was jealous of her luxury flat.
No, I'd be jealous of that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, so she threw away the dishes. Just to be free again.
Yeah.
I like that. Yes. Yeah. Got rid of the weekly magazines, too. Gone.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Ivy.
Yeah, put the kids into nursery for one reason, Kelsey.
To be free again. Thank God.
And then she saw her little children, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Then the wayward lass of her sister. Of her sister. No longer jealous of her sister, because you know what? It was all good in her house.
Oh.
With her two beautiful kids.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. There we go. Very underrated, the Kinks. Really should be up there in conversation with the Beatles, the Stones, and the Who, but, you know. I digress, everybody. We fooled them again, made it to another Friday.
Yeah, we did.
Before we continue, I forget, is there anything else I usually say? I'm like...
No, we usually go right to our disclaimer.
We fooled them again. And, oh, you no, it's your day. We remind everyone it's their day.
Right, yeah.
Today is your day. And your pets, but no one else's. Not your boss, not your girlfriend, mm-hmm. not your boyfriend, not your husband, your father, your kids, your friends. No, not even your click, Pooja. Your day today.
No.
That being said, I'm getting... Pooja, we're getting the signal from... The people, one of the flight attendants. We have to, unfortunately,
listen up.
We have to deboard. We have to, or we just have to move to the. We're being moved to the back section.
I thought you were going
to
say you guys weren't paying attention to
We took the wrong. No, we were in business class, and now we're being
They figured
okay.
It out.
Yeah, no, we're fine. I'll just let me get my bags overhead. So, yeah. Kelsey, will you just explain what's going on?
Yeah, you guys. So, listen. This is Regular Guy Friday. This is not Heel Squad Monday through Thursday. You can listen to Maria. You can listen to everyone who's in a business class and Mint. But we are economy. And that's okay. And we love it. We still learn here. We just learn in a different way. Yeah. So if you're new, you're wondering what the heck you're listening to. You said, who is Wovicky? Please don't get mad at us.
Who are the kings?
Right. Please don't get mad. Don't leave a one-star review. Just head over to Monday through Thursday and...
Yeah.
But say if you want. Like, we want you here.
You're
say
welcome.
Every week. We want you to be
Everyone
here.
Everyone is welcome. All love.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No judgment from us.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, Kevin, you sent me something beautiful to read.
Yes, well.
Just a lovely, I like the reviews that just in the title or the subject is just Boston. Nice.
Aww. Actually, yeah, so someone sent them to me, which was cool.
Oh, that's cute.
I was like, you got to know like what you guys are doing over there.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so this is from Virginia. Subject is Boston.
This is on
Apple Podcast. If you guys, I'm saying don't leave a one-star review because we have gotten those saying, what's this? Who's this guy talking?
Yeah, subject.
So don't do that. But this we appreciate. It says, love Regular Guy Friday. Love the Regular Guy Friday show, excuse me. Especially about Oak Grove and Medford, Mass. Yes. Thank you.
Cemetery that I'll be buried in one day.
I love that.
More than likely.
I love that. And then we have another one, Kev. My go-to show. I've been listening to the show for years, and it still remains my go-to show every single day. I love the schedule of the deep learning Monday through Thursday on Heel Squad. Thank you. And then lightening it up a little bit on Friday for Regular Guy Friday. So many useful and practical takeaways to use in everyday life. This podcast serves as my North Star for so many people. Thank you guys for all you do. Thank you, N3147.
N3147, my people.
God bless them.
So, if you are flying economy or economy plus or economy premium,
yeah,
right,
you got
Asia,
it. Yeah, exit row.
We've got
exit
great row. Travel tips
yep.
for you and,
yep.
and various hacks. So I unfortunately, I'll be... I am getting on a plane to go overseas. So
for like 48 hours, I almost vomited when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a lot of...
You're not even going to acclimate.
That's a lot of travel for that
long. Is it that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. You have to do I'm sorry, but yes.
It's for work.
Great. It'll be fun.
So it's a
That's
bit
exciting.
Of, so it's a bit... It is exciting. Well, it's exciting for the person I'm going with.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an RGF-0. So okay. What we say with RGF-0, it is... It's the same great taste of RGF, but zero the takeaways.
Right.
Exactly.
And then sometimes we do light, which is same great taste.
Light takeaway.
Right. But a third less takeaways. Or right. Two-thirds less takeaways.
Yeah.
I digress.
Still lots of fun, though.
Lots of fun. So you know, I don't want to jump over to Pooji's pop corner, but yeah. So I had heard that Justin Bieber fired his manager, Scooter Braun.
Mm-hmm.
But then you brought, and I had some theories on it, but then you brought the report in that now it's been a watershed.
Yeah, it's Demi and Ariana too.
And J Balvin, all within a couple of weeks of each other. It
seems
like.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like Demi, I saw the Demi post and then it was like Ariana was like right after that.
Yeah, that was a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying why.
No
one is.
Not that I've seen.
No.
Well, you have to be careful because you would be liable.
Oh,
yeah.
You have to be careful. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're easy targets.
Yeah. I just think it's like the timing's always so crazy, right? Because the whole drama with Scooter and Taylor, right? And then Taylor's been on this huge, massive world tour. And now it's like, I don't know. Karma.
That's true.
Karma is your boyfriend.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Go ahead, say Pooji.
I was just going to say, Kelsey made a good point before the show saying how if I think Ida taught the lesson that those who don't work in integrity are going to fall.
The great Ida Kendall, she said, Métis, anything that is built outside of integrity will fall. She told me this 3 years ago, you know, right before the pandemic. She said, just you wait and see. And I was like, oh, no, I can't. What, Humpty, I got to be Humpty Dumpty and fall again? She said, no, I'm not talking about you, Métis. Stop.
Not
stop being
you.
A Catholic.
Not you.
Wait.
Stop being.
So, well... it's definitely seems like 20th century business versus 21st century.
Yeah.
And 21st century one. Mm-hmm. When I had heard about the Justin thing, I was saying to Maria, and this is just from a business perspective. Sometimes, it's really hard to maintain your level of passion, drive, work ethic, ambition with age. It's very rare. A lot of it really goes down. I mean, maybe it's gone down a little with me. I don't know. But in sports, it has. Like, I'll go and I'll try for a minute, and then I just laugh and start joking. I don't care, you know. But it's very rare you see somebody that I see, like Sylvester Stallone. He gets up and he's going at it every day like he was 20. Vince McMahon the same way. But Maria's dad, I know, because people would be cynical and say, well, whatever steroids they're taking. But Maria's dad, he's going at it every day. Mm-hmm. But in, so first name drop of this edition. So Benny Medina, who has managed J-Lo and Mariah. Yeah. I mean, I really idolize the guy, and I think he's probably the GOAT or arguably one of the managers. But I remember like two or three years ago, he was doing, it was a really small event one of his clients was part of. But the amount of energy and passion and micromanagement he was doing, and I literally had to pull him aside. I'm just blown away. Mm. He was like, what? And he was, and you know who else? Gelman from...
Ryan and Kelly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's still, the 10 or 12 years I go to that show, he is still with his green juice, and he's just up and at him, and he's present, and he's leaning forward. But with Scooter, I know some people who are in other businesses with him. And just on the beginning level of him and Justin, I just wonder where, maybe Justin doesn't want to go in tour and he doesn't want to like do all the work that he was doing before, but yet he probably still wants to be relevant and do things. Mm-hmm. And maybe a Scooter 15, 20 years ago would be the guy.
Right.
Because again, not to be Captain Lou and brag right now, but if Justin came to me, I'd be like, okay, well, what do you want to do? We'll do this, we'll do that. I mean, he's Justin Bieber. He could say I want to have the next shuttle go to Mars and sing a song in Mars. Done.
But
the amount of like heavy lifting and creativity that it takes to do that, I just feel like a Scooter probably doesn't have the time, the energy, the passion. Again, it's just a guess. Mm-hmm. At least with them, that was my knee jerk. And then, I've heard the wife doesn't care for him, Scooter, either. But I just kind of feel like...
Yeah, they're divorced now, right?
Scooter and his wife.
No, Justin's wife.
Oh, Haley doesn't like Scooter.
I'd heard. I mean, again, it's all conjecture. Who knows? But I'm just saying that sometimes these people in our business, the talent, they start getting by on name recognition and they don't have that same drive and tenacity or time, I don't see Justin doing a lot of things. I hear about him a lot because he's super famous, but creatively what
he hasn't done.
And I think, he's too young to not do something.
Yeah.
But my feeling is he's probably like, dude, what are we doing? And he's probably like, well, do you want to go on tour? And he's like, no. Maybe he's like, do you want to do a new album? No. But I want to do this. I want to do it. And I feel like, I don't know. It's just a guess.
Yeah.
And then I think the rest are watershed. If he had the courage to do it, the rest of them go, bye, B.
Okay,
bye, B. Bye, B. And knowing, your girl, brain freeze, sorry.
Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor. Knowing that. And again, that's just regular guy theory. Mm-hmm. You could really see that something internally went down and just all fell apart.
Yeah.
And it just took him, Justin, because he's the biggest and strongest.
Yeah. And was seemingly the closest with him.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of,
Yeah. Dina Menzel was one of his clients, which I didn't know.
What's that?
Oh, really?
Dina Menzel was also one of his clients, and she dropped him, which I wasn't.
Interesting.
Part of the roster.
Doja Cat's. With is Doge with
No. But she did just release a new song. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but no, it is. I think it's fascinating. Yeah, and I agree with you, Kev. Like, even Ademi, she's been obviously through a lot the last couple of years, but you haven't really been, like, she's not been doing much.
Well, I can't see him being super passionate.
Right.
With everything going on in his life, she needs somebody
who's all in.
Yeah, who's going to go, okay, hey, listen,
you love aliens? Okay, let's do something with it.
Yeah.
You've been through it.
Yeah.
And you need a different level of care
mm-hmm.
and time. And I'm just guessing, but I've just seen that when these people get to this level, now they're just getting by on their name.
Well,
and you think it's like, oh, I'm with this big person now, so it's all good. And we had this experience with Maria.
Yeah.
We had with Maria, the big agent who repped, Jay Leno, let's say.
Right.
You know, there was like a big, and it was once, behind closed doors, it was like, I don't know what to do. Like, there was no time, attention, wanted Maria because he knew, she was talented and she was the future,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of just living off the name, mm-hmm. And those big clients
that
making them so much money. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know?
Well, and even like, I think about all the Ariana drama that has happened this last month. And like,
true.
What's the drama?
So she was.
I know, but I want everyone else to.
She's in Wicked. She's in Wicked. And she was married for like a year to this guy, Dalton Gomez. They got divorced, or they're separated. And now she's dating one of her Wicked co-stars, who apparently like left his wife for her. Like, and it was like
children.
Yeah. And kids. And like, it was all this stuff. And it was like, obviously painted her in a horrible light. And you didn't see anyone trying to come to her defense. Like,
no one.
It was just bad.
It wasn't put the right way.
Mm.
Those three managers, is it the three?
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Four magic words that you had. I don't even know if he is a word.
In a bad way or in a good way?
Yeah. He left his wife and his kids, but
in a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah, but like in a good way. In a right? good way.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know. Just interesting that like if I were her, if my manager wasn't helping do something with that, I'd be like, hello.
Well, I'll say a couple of people I'm working with now, that's exactly what happened. They went into crisis mode and the managers were not present.
Yeah.
And then they were just pushing projects they wanted. Oh, good. Now we can make my movie. Like, what?
Mm, yeah.
You know, like a one
person's a major ordeal, major. And someone at the top of their game. And, but at a real crisis point. And when they came to me, you know, I was like, wait, what? Breathe. Okay. What are the cards we have in our deck? Okay, let's figure out how we're going to play them. You know, how do we, what new strategies are we going to come up with? And, but the other ones were just, I call them turtles on their back. And when you, it's just, funny thing is, when you have those kind of clients, they're, you've already won Rome. Like, I've had explained this to Maria so much. Again, just a little inside baseball for everybody. But when you have a, you have a client like Justin, or you have a one of the Kim Kardashian, you know, when you have that person, it's, you literally could call the White House.
Right.
I mean, this, you can get anything done. So just even like the slightest bit of creativity.
Right. Then you're
golden. You can have everything.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
But when you don't, when they're not that big, that's why I always say, like, let them all come and be in a fair fight. You know, I always say, like, Maria, when she was working on ET, she was on, she was a correspondent, not a host. She was only on 2 minutes a night, and the show got 5 million viewers. Whereas, you know, Ryan Seacrest was going out to, let's say, between Idol, his radio show, and E, and if, forget if it was Oscar week, he was going out to 150 million people.
Right.
As Ryan Seacrest, with his name above the title, and he's front and center, I'm like, okay, you try competing with that, which we did. But that took, you know, hard work, resourcefulness, you know, all those other things. And I just, a lot of these other people, like when you, they get exposed, it's like, I don't know what to do. You know, you just get to see it. I've had to show Maria this over and over again. Oh, this one, no, okay, go. It's one part I did like about The Apprentice. Don will be my eyes and ears. Go. When Trump would put out his little hands and go, go.
I never watched it.
Me neither.
Go.
That's funny.
It's fun. The early episodes were good. His daughter is smart, but then the years before, he would have his probably his true right hand. This is an old guy and a lady, and the, it was good. You learned a lot about business. And then Shark Tank really stepped the game to learn about business. I just say this, hire for hat. Train for what, Kelsey?
Yeah.
Right. Always, always go with heart, because there's a lot of skill out there, but they have no heart, and there's just nothing I can do with it, unfortunately. And I always say, even in sports, you hire, if you get players that have a lot of skill but no heart, they'll score a lot of points, put butts in the seats. You'll make it to the playoffs, but usually you can't get there.
Yeah. Perfect example, Jamie Tartt, season one, Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then season three, he gets heart.
He had heart. And he finally met. What a beautiful show.
Ugh, the best.
Natasha, I know you're out in South Africa, and I know we're in a different time zone than you. But
no, it's very late here.
Thank you for staying up.
Now, should we take a break? And then when we come back, we'll talk about other
things.
Lots of things.
I don't know. We haven't, can we go in the files and get some
Talk about the hurricane. Talk about the hurricane, the earthquake.
Hurricane, earthquake, and I'm hearing exciting news that this might be another shutdown just in time for the election.
Wait, what?
Because, no, there's going to be another. Haven't you heard this?
No.
There's another.
Yeah, I heard another people are wearing masks again.
Oh, yes. My God.
So, all I'm going to say is no judgment from me. I'm just, I only deal with what is. But guess what I'm going to do this time, Kelsey?
Take a vacation.
You can do what you want. If you want to do the Kevin and Kelsey route and work 7 days and seven nights a week like a jackass, you go right ahead.
You and I have
I'm
going to
go see Jeff Graham and the rest of my team, and I'm having my snow day.
Hell yeah.
Would you like to join me?
Yes, please. Nice.
Maria's laughing. She's like, Maria's like, this time. All I know is just tell me what cards are in my deck.
I'm just going to become a painter.
Snow day.
Yeah, yeah. Be a painter.
What, during that time?
Yeah.
I mean, like an artist.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. I'll sleep and watch Turner Classic Movies.
Did you watch the movie I told you to watch? You guys, I have Almodovar or whatever.
See?
No. You haven't had any
When I tell you, the new regular guy program.
Kevin's been scamming.
Has left no time.
I love it though. That's great. That stuff. That's great.
But hey, what, you know.
But I do have a good rec for y'all before we go to break.
Oh, okay.
I think the director's name is
Al Mandover. But cautionary, it is subtitled.
So it's subtitled. Yeah. Okay. So my friend who's Colombian was like, "Have you heard of this director?" And I was like, "No." And we watched this movie and it's called I'm So Excited. And yeah, it's in Spanish, so you have to have subtitles on. Mm-hmm. But it was quite literally the funniest.
Okay.
It was so good. I made my sister watch it and
he has more movies.
Yeah, he's big. He's very big.
A recent one.
It's so funny. So what's his name? I can picture his name. Who's the guy? Ooh. It starts with an A. Anyways, the guy is like in all his movies. What's the guy's name? Oh, this is going to drive me insane now.
Michael Lowen?
No. Whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll come back.
Pedro Pascal?
No. Okay. No. Whatever.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes, Antonio Banderas. Thank you. Is in like all of his movies. Anyways, give it a watch, you guys. It really was so lovely. Right. I haven't watched a movie that good in a long time.
Take a break on this Friday. And we'll be back to talk to yous shortly.
Bye.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. "It's frizzy, Maria," my mom would say in her Greek accent. "Tiehis, what do you have?" I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Walk on by. See, Doja Cat respects the old music too.
Yeah, she does.
I love a good music video.
I love the use of the old music.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm a huge, you guys know by now, I'm a huge Doja Cat fan.
Love Doja.
I also do love Meg Thee Stallion as well.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Meg's ex-boyfriend just got like 10 years in jail for shooting her.
But in the good way. Here we go.
Yeah, in a good way. That get to my head. Oh, it's so good. Paint the town red. Bitch, I accept what they said. I'd rather be famous instead.
I let that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. Yeah, so much meaning. I love it. And in the video, she's riding what appears like a green bull with a big nose.
That kind of like a monster, though.
Yeah,
too.
Sort of monster. Yeah, said my happiness is all of your misery.
I put the dick all in my kidneys. This one, you don't. My happiness is all of your misery. Don't come with no remedy. I am
so much fun without Hennessy. They just. So we go from the Kinks, which talks about, you know, envying someone else's life, but then realizing your life has more meaning and to be grateful. And we go to this.
chocolate say, you gon' see me sleep.
My happiness is your misery.
I'm bobbing my head, so like, it is an indication of like.
Yeah. Very different.
Yeah. Very different.
I'd rather be famous instead.
Yeah.
So good.
Be famous.
So good.
Oh my God, you guys.
Uh huh.
As my dear friend Randall Malone said, he closed his eyes. I don't want to be here anymore.
Wait, you like JoJo?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I don't need any heat with Doge. I'm a huge Doja Cat fan. I told you, I don't want to admit that. I'm also a Megan Thee Stallion fan.
You can be both.
What is happening now?
I can be what?
You can be both.
I can be
both.
Thank you.
Both.
Has she apologized to the kittens? Oh, no.
I feel like this is the apology.
And it's more like, I'm not going to say sorry.
I'd rather be famous instead.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
My happiness is your misery. Bye. I think that's what she's...
I don't think they're getting an apology.
Well, she even has a line in here, like, she shaved her head, and, like, everyone's been tweaking out, right? She's like, she has a line about shaving her head. Wait, so I feel like this is the apology.
Next week, can we do some due diligence on Doja Cat?
Sure.
I'd like to know the origins.
Mm.
Yeah, I forget where she came from. Or if it was just like a one hit.
And what school was it, Yale or Harvard? I know it was some Ivy League institution she came out of.
Juilliard?
I don't know if she went to college. She was born and raised in LA.
She could have. She had a full boat and she decided not to, which I understand.
She was born and raised in LA, huh?
She dropped out of high school at 16.
Damn.
Interesting, but you know, some people like they know
who else. I was listening to someone else the other day who dropped out who didn't finish high school.
Yeah,
someone else like,
but she like big. She hustled. Like, my friend saw her,
she clearly did,
randomly in a random small rinky dink festival with a few hundred people a couple years before she blew up. But I think she's been doing that for a minute. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
if you have you ever seen Lady Gaga's original stuff?
Yeah, I mean, she.
But just, you know, she's just in the little background with the little keyboard and the band.
Yeah.
Our girl Miley has new music coming, too.
Mm-hmm. And Selena Gomez, both tonight.
Okay.
Both Disney girls.
Okay.
Well, Disney girls, and then Miley had a dad. So it's always interesting with the Doja Cats. And like Madonna,
yeah,
you know, she was back then with cassette tapes, but she was 17 and going to clubs and
handing
her cassette out to other people.
Oh my God, I watched the best video about Madonna the other day.
And
it was like how she was, I don't know what she was doing at her concert. It was like, she was really young and they were going to like arrest. Oh, she was touching her crotch and they were going to arrest her. And they like came, like the cops, it was like very early on. They're like, you can't do that at your show. Mm. And she basically told them to F off.
Yeah,
and like,
right.
He was like, I freedom of speech, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm gonna touch my crotch. And I was like, wow. T. But yeah, I had no idea that like back in the day, I mean, she was very much like, she was like, fuck.
I just think some people know. I was talking to you about this last night too. We were at dinner and she was saying how she just was very focused and she had her thing was like, I just want to get out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And I want to, I know I have to work as hard as I can. And, it was interesting. I mean, I was not, I had more the underdog story, I think, in the term. Well, not underdog, but I mean, in terms of, I don't know what the term would be, but it took me a minute to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up, but Maria was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's just people who have that. Like, I have friends, a lot of them are artists, like musicians, and some, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sure you'll do like good and you'll be fine.
But some,
they're like, when I get this record deal, I can't wait till, and when this happens, and like, they can like taste it.
Yeah.
Like they.
And they're doing everything to get there.
Everything, like everything they can.
Yeah, certain people.
They can do that. Yeah. Like one of my best friends, she's like that. And she, she's like nose down. She's like, I don't care. I can't go out. I have to do this. Or I have to stay up till 4 and 7 a.m. I have my writing camp, and like she's like nose down grinding, and she knows, she's like, when I get my tour, like you're gonna film my documentary, when I do this, I'll, like, it's not even a question, like she's just like, I know it's gonna happen. Like she's like, oh, I know in 2 years I'll be at the Grammys, not next year but the year after, like I'll be there, Like, it's not even a doubt in her mind. And I think a lot of these people were like that. And you kind of have to be like that. Especially when you're wanting to be the artist. Like, you know, like, you're the talent. You're the...
There's so many people. No, but I think for any dream, you...
That's true.
It's the one thing. I was just... In fact, there's a young girl who opened this coffee shop. You know, mm-hmm. right? I haven't taken you there yet.
Yeah,
have you?
Later. Yeah, we all went.
Ladries, and just you walk in and it looks like it's up to the level of a multi-million dollar franchise.
Yeah.
But it was all her. Mm-hmm. That's why I always tell people with businesses, take Coke, make Pepsi. You know, go into these other businesses that are similar to yours, but, you know, copy all their stuff, put it in your own, put your own spin on it. But they've done all the research and the marketing and they've spent all the money to, even down to the colors, this color makes you want to eat more food, or this is where you put the menu, or we have people seated here for a reason. You know, but this girl did that, and it was funny because I was talking to her about expanding, and she just said, you just have to work so hard, and there's no way around that, you know. I always, when I teach, I try to tell people, if there's an easy way to go after any big dream, tell me so I can share it with other people.
Yeah.
But as of now, I don't know a way. And I think no matter how much we continue as a society to lower the bar, to make it easy, it's at the end, you'll find out when I'm in back to Oak Grove Cemetery. You guys are all gonna find out that at the end of it all, you have to work hard for it to pay off. So you can be like, I'm going to be there and I'm going to, what I take away from your friend Pooja is not that she's saying that. I know a lot of people say that. That can be dangerous.
Doing the work.
She's doing the work.
Yeah.
She's in, she's focused.
Yeah.
That's it. And that I don't see in not just our business, but a lot of, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, then you have to be okay with what's going to come with that.
Yeah.
But I know when I did wake up, so around 23, 24, I was like your friend. Mm-hmm. I wasn't talking Emmys and things like that because, Catholic upbringing is, you're not perfect. Only God's perfect. So you'll get just enough. But
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to work in this business and I'm going to work on a show or work in a movie and I'm going to do everything I can to get there. And I always say, if you have one of those lofty dreams, again, there's so much conflict with work-life balance. There is no work-life balance. I'm sorry. When you're trying to be your friend Pooja and you're trying to go after this giant dream, I don't see a work-life balance.
Yeah.
Something has to give.
Mm-hmm.
So what may give is your social life. You know, you don't want your health to give because mm-hmm. you're going to need your health to get to your dream. But
yeah.
your social life might have to give.
Yeah.
You know, maybe being in a relationship may have to give. Mm-hmm. But if everything you do in your day somehow serves your dream, with the exception of only one thing, you'll get there. And what's that one thing? That one thing is the health and well-being of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone is sick or dying, you stop everything and you go help those people.
Right.
Other than that, everything you do in your day has got to serve that dream. I'm talking about what movies you see, who you spend time with,
mm-hmm.
even the part-time jobs you have to take on. If they're making you money for your dream,
mm-hmm.
great, it's in. But anything that takes away from your dream, any distraction, friends, people who are negative, it's got to go.
Yeah.
We had dogs. We rescued dogs forever. Guess what? They factored into our dreams because they gave us so much love and companionship, and they helped our emotions immensely that, training them, grooming them, caring for them, that did serve our dream.
Yeah.
But I still say anyone who gets me, watches me in a day, I still apply this.
Mm-hmm.
If you could point out anything and say, what does that have to do with your dream? I will have an answer for you. But that's what it takes. And again, I'm open to other modalities. Mm-hmm. And I know your generation seems like you want new modalities or easier ones. And maybe they're out there. As of now, I don't know one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not for anything. So Natasha, I know you're looking at me from South Africa. So
I think it's a work-life blend.
Oh, look. You see? Get us back up to business class. Natasha should be in business class at least.
Yeah, I think so too.
You've got to blend your life because if it's a balance.
Right, wait, can you, Natasha? All right, sorry. I stepped all over you. I want you to start out with that because that's a powerful statement you just made.
I think it's a work-life blend. So you have to blend your passion and your everything that you're doing into your life. So the people you hang out with, the things that you do, like Kevin was saying, you've got to feed. You've got to make sure you're feeding your dream every day. When you blend it, you can do that. Because the people you socialize with, the things that you do, you're continuously feeding your dream and you get to have a bit of a life. But your life is all about your dream.
Sticking us in economy, me so next good. To the bathroom in the bulkhead. Come on.
I know, that was so great.
Natasha, we should at least pass in the exit row.
Yeah.
But no, but Nat, you're right. And I would even say to friends, you know, when I was early on in the journey, I said, let's find something to work on together.
Yeah.
I don't want to end the friendship. I want to see you. I want you in my life.
Yeah.
But I have to move and groove, like the great Captain Lou Albano said.
Yeah.
But you can move and groove with me. What can we do together? Right. Like, let's work on something together.
Yeah. That's why it is fun being in LA. Like, that's what me and my friends are doing. Like, either they're in writing sessions or they're
a lot. Well, you could be filming them. There's a lot you can do.
That's what I do. Then they're like, we need content. Can you come do content? And like,
perfect.
Or they're like, oh, you're like, you know how to write a script. I kind of had an idea. Can we do it? And like yesterday, my friend's a musician. She had an idea. And she's like, can you show me like the basics? And I was like, yeah. And it was a really good idea. And it was like so much fun. And and we, I think a lot of people, if you move out here, your cup is filled by doing stuff that's creative. So you feel good doing it. It's not like a job or a chore. Like, you're still moving closer to your dream and you're serving it, like you said, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Well, let me add this too. A job is what you make it. The great Shelley Zales said this. And I said this, I think, maybe last week, but I had told Maria, I made everything fun. I made cleaning up dog poop fun. I made going to Target fun. I made everything that I had to do that I didn't want to do. I made it fun. Mm-hmm.
We had someone on the show talk about that. Greg McEwen, back when you and I were doing 400 a week. So I doubt you remember.
All a blur. No, but it's coming back because Natasha's been doing the reels. Yeah. And I'm like, oh. Well,
yeah, he'd be a good one to pull in that. Like, I remember he just, exactly what you said, Kev. Like, he was just like, you can find the joy and the sparkle in the mundane. You know, it doesn't need to be like, oh, God, I got to go do this. It's like, no, like, make it fun. Make it, like, find joy in it. And it doesn't, like, not all of it needs to be like that, because then that can be annoying.
Out loud, because my dad, I caught him one time on construction. So the last couple of years he was alive, I went to work with him, local 22 in Boston. And I saw him pull out of his jacket a bottle of my mother's perfume. He was, without even telling any of us, he was spraying it on the other guys working there. And I was like, Dad, what are you doing? He was like, oh, well, that way when they go home to the wives.
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
What he was doing. But he always just made it fun. And guys just, the other guys would tell me, yeah, your old man's the best. He just makes it so much. You know, there's no way around. Like, I met one time, he's like, guys, it sucked. It's like, it was like, honestly, 10 below. He's like, no one wants to be here. Yeah. No one can feel their feet or the, but we have to be here. And the more we move, the better we're going to feel. So let's just do it. And, you know, so it was always just like that. And then I took that into the carny business and we made it fun. And then we would have kids in that horrible job, which I shouldn't have said it was horrible, because at the end of the day, I got so much out of it. So did everyone else who worked there. But every year, kids, they would all come back to this like penniless, thankless job, because we just made it fun. We made it fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I also think going back to a job is what you make it. I know a lot of people from corporate reach out to me where it's really hard to do that. And I empathize. And I really do. And I know when you're stuck in a job because of the benefits and the money and kids, I really get it. But I hope all of you at some point can dig your escape tunnels and get out and go to places where you are, appreciated, not just tolerated. But I will say that, you know, I can't tell you how many examples of jobs. I remember, I worked on Singled Out. And at the time it was, you know, the writers that were in that room were all from National Lampoon, and you know, they were Ivy League guys and really experienced joke writers, and everyone was, you know, had friends working on Conan or Seinfeld, and they just were complaining, why are we here? This sucks, a stupid show, you know, down on Chris and Jenny, and you know, and I was like, wow. And I'm walking up from working in the carny business. I'm like, are you crazy? We're here. And there was so, it was, yeah, you could just write copy for Jenny and for Chris. But then over time, started getting some jokes in. I'm like, why can't we open with a sketch? And then we did. So, and then some sketches came. And then MTV came to us one day. This just tells you about people. They said, hey, guys, we're really excited. MTV wants to see if you could write some short films for Jenny. So the middle class civilian writers were like, are we getting paid extra? And then the rest other ones were like, you know, just like, I don't know, all right, whatever. And I went home and I wrote like 30 of them.
Yeah.
I love that.
And nobody, the staff of 12, no one submitted anything. And it's what you make it. So I always went in to say, how do we make it creative? Like, listen, even here, you see flashes of it. When the three of us, when it was me, you, and Pooja, we went and we shot the after school special.
Yeah.
We were just, you know, there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
It goes back to collaborating and being with those people that want to do those things with you. And you know, I want to say, you know, I always say the person on the bar stool next to you, the only advice they're going to give you is advice that keeps you on the bar stool with them. But I also want to amend it, because that's the number two drug of choice in our country. Did you know that?
What, alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one?
Oh, yeah.
Caffeine.
Ah.
So now
this is what Kevin always says to me.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't even get me going on you, Kelsey. No, I love you. No, I can't say, no, I don't. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. I have good intentions, but I don't want to break you. Ben, don't break. But I will say the person on the coffee shop stool next to you, very similar, you know, more unless you two are working on a script together. Or listen, I had here's another name drop. So X-Pac, you know, is one of my great friends, two-time WWE Hall of Famer. Kev, let's get together. How big? And I made him buy a laptop. Like, we can, but buy a laptop and you can work on your emails, your fan letters, like you, and because I'm working. And so he had to learn. Like, we have to work together to see each other because, you know, I'm busy doing things, but the person at the coffee shop too, it's like, you just kind of, it's not at the coffee shop, but it's that mentality of we're just kind of hanging out and we're not doing anything. Now, I also will say, if that's your life, and I know some people, older people, who that is their life. And by the way, one lived to 90, the two I know lived into their 90s. And the other one I know would live in his 90s if he didn't have my mother as his girlfriend, because, you know, I just think that battery's going to be short. And shut up, Kev. Yeah, he's so lucky. You have no idea. So are you. You're right, mother. I digress. But I know there are certain people who are like, hey, I don't want to work. I want to work enough, but I don't want to kill myself. And I do like leisurely things. And then that's fine. But the people I know that I admire that like that, they're not expecting. They're not jealous. They're not feeling like they're lacking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a special kind of person. And if you're that person, I'm the first to shake your hand. But also those people all did go to work at least 40 hours a week and they did their work, right. You know. So it wasn't like they were just sitting around doing nothing, but it was, you know, like, hey, that's, in fact, my one friend, which I've mentioned before on the show, he would always say, Kev, it's about my two girls, my wife, you know, that's what I'm about. And I'm like, I love you for that. Mm-hmm. And thank God, because he's, you know, his wife passed and at a very young age. And thank goodness he was like that because they had their time together. And now he's like, Kevin, I wish I'd even spend more time with my kids, which is cautionary for me as a new dad. That's why I'm working so hard right now, because I'm like, in a year or two, you know, I really, I have to be present. Yeah. I want to be present, you know, sure. I want to be there. But yeah, I don't know. There's no shortcuts. I still think, you know, it takes all of that dedication and focus to get to any lofty dream. And I do think opening a coffee shop is a lofty dream. I'm not just talking about being in the Olympics or starring in a movie. I think I really commend anyone who can start their own business that is self-sustainable and they can become their own boss. To me, that's the American dream. Mm. Is to have that freedom, you know. Yeah. When I see the people who have the pizza shop or whatever, I'm like, wow, that's amazing, you know. And so, yeah, I was talking to the girl who has this coffee shop today. She's like, you know, my son comes in here and he's like, he's 7. He's like, we have to go to the coffee shop. And she's like, and I don't know what to do because when I was his age, and she's like, I grew up poor. She was a first generation like Maria. I would have been like, oh my God, I can't believe, I would say, same with me. I would be like, my parents are, we have a coffee shop. I would have been so excited. Yeah. And I say, well, but that's on you. You have to educate him and let him know, hey, we're at soccer or we're at swimming. Well, guess what pays for this? The coffee shop. So let's go to the coffee shop and have fun. Mm-hmm. We get to go here. We get to. So I've already been rehearsing stuff with Maria, with Athena. I'm like, oh, no, don't worry, honey. And I'm like, oh, all parents say that, but then you spoil. And I'm like, no, I will, but I'll also be.
Yeah.
I know I'll be, at this age, I'll know I'll be failing her if I don't teach her how to work and how to be resilient and to learn the greatest lesson of all. You can scam all you want.
But you gotta work.
But you gotta work, as we learned in the Carney business. You can scam all you want, Natasha.
But you gotta work.
But you gotta work. As the great Filthy told me. And so,
thank you, Filthy.
Dave, our new RGF listeners, I'll remind you that what Filthy was talking about back in the Carney business was, listen, you guys, you're running your gambling, you're selling your drugs, it's all good. You're working in this cash business here in the Carney business, fantastic. He's like, this is great. You can wash all your money. He's like, but here's the thing. You have to keep a job. Even if it's 10 hours, 15 hours, 20 hours a week, it's got to be something on paper. The IRS has to see that you're earning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because then, you know, they won't question you. But when they see you driving nice cars and you have all this cash, but you don't have a job, he's like, that's when they start snooping around. He's like, bottom line, guys, is you can scam all you want, but you got to work.
I don't know the backstory of that.
That's the backstory.
Thank you, yes.
But I obviously ascended, so I wasn't saying jokes.
Took it a little different.
But in life, I just think you could. So my thing is you can have all the fun you want, but you have to work, you know. But the good news is, Kelsey, there's always a
workaround.
Always a workaround. Yep. And as Julie Chen reminded us,
ladies, you got this.
So just it is. And that comes from when Julie Chen was leaving the talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ladies, and to my co-hosts,
ladies, you got this.
Even though you sold me out and I made you all super famous by the show I co-created with my husband, ladies.
You got this.
So incredible. So yesterday, Maria just upstairs. You know, she has like, you have bad printer karma too, right, Kelsey?
No, not like Maria.
Maria is the worst
printer karma. Oh, my God.
This brand is it. You know, and I've got Athena and I'm rocking her and all that dad stuff to keep her calm. And so it's like, I'm like, hi, say, honey, Julie Chen,
babe.
Like,
got this.
I was like, just unplug it and plug it back in.
You got the paper.
I'm like, now remember, I go, because it's me.
You know where the paper is.
Right. You know, I've got the labeled drawer.
Of course.
No, this isn't the right paper. honey, underneath it, there's a new thing. I'm like, Julie Chen.
Julie Chen.
You got this. And then I hate Julie Chen. You probably love Julie Chen.
Totally, totally, yeah.
But Kelsey, we've had to use
a lot.
Right, Julie
a lot,
Chen. We
a
have
lot.
To remind people, you got
you
this.
You got this.
You got this.
All the time.
Well, Natasha, I don't know, maybe one more break and maybe Pooja's got something in bonus. Do we kick the tires on everything, Pooja? No, is there cool things going on we should know about?
I feel like the Scooter Braun thing's kind of a big thing.
And Miley's new album.
Miley's new album. Hello.
Very exciting. Well, we didn't talk about the hurricane.
Oh.
Or the earthquake.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I have a pretty funny story.
Oh, God. Can we just, okay, let's go over those to help people around the country know what, know what went on. But should we do it while we're leaving or should we do it in bonus?
Let's do it. I don't know. I guess we don't necessarily need a bonus.
Wait, do we need another break, Natasha? Are we good? No, we're good.
We're golden.
All right, so.
So, there was a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Hillary.
So, and I'm laughing.
Me too. As am I.
Oh, yeah.
But everything, like, it was so chaotic. I cannot tell you the amount of
people. The reaction was chaotic.
It was chaotic. It was insane. It was like we got so much rain earlier this year that was like actually pretty bad.
Much worse than what we got this weekend.
Much worse. Like much worse.
Way worse.
Before we bring in the music, yes, it's important. It actually is an important takeaway for everyone on this. But continue.
Yeah, so it was funny. So and again, I think
not one leak after
amazing.
Buzz. And you know me, I love it when it rains.
Yeah, because
so I'm doing leaks. Some right. I see my leaks. So even symbolically in life, when problems come, it's like I get to see.
Yeah.
Oh, those are my leaks. We're gonna plug those up.
Yeah.
Because when the really big storm happens, we'll be ready.
Right.
And by the way, one of the new unit thing structures in the back that we're creating
fell
a little bit. No, a little bit. Some leaks.
Oh, there you
I'm
go.
I'm like, love it.
Love
Let's
it.
Get that.
Love
nip
it.
In the old
There you go.
Bud.
There you go.
But
yeah.
Continue.
So it was like, it's nothing to laugh about, but people were freaking out. Kind of, it reminded me of the same energy of like when the
everything,
pandemic.
By the way, everything happening. Was, there was lines at the supermarket. Costa said people
but exactly.
were arguing in line, fighting. Yeah.
Like everything was shut down.
Just laughing.
And so it was funny. Exactly. So my sister came over because she was like, well, I'd rather hang out with you in the South Bay where it's calm instead of the like extra frenetic, you know, West Hollywood. And I was like, yeah, come on over. And so we went and did some Scavillion stuff and went to TJ Maxx. And then we're at TJ Maxx during the quote unquote hurricane and all get a notification on our phone that now there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
And I'm. And,
did you feel it? I felt the. I mean, the house shook a little bit. That was it.
No, but it was funny because everyone's phone was like bing, 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 bing. And no one gave a flying crap. Everyone just kept shopping.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is so weird.
Our team went for breakfast that morning because I said, oh, man, it's a great time to go. No one will be out.
Yeah.
No, it was, there wasn't a lot of people. But yeah, it was just funny. And all was well. But then with Monday, it was like, there were some trees that fell because my phone kept going to SOS and it like
there was
like
some,
a cell tower
some
or something.
In, said somewhere in the Beverly
so
Hill
that area. Was so it was like chaotic in that sense where it was like, okay, my phone wasn't working. I go to a coffee shop on Monday. It's closed because of the hurricane. They closed school.
Yeah.
Mind you, now it's sunny out. Blue sky.
By the way, couldn't have been a bluer sky.
Literally.
Most gorgeous day.
I'm like, I went to three coffee shops, you guys, before I found one that I could sit. I was just like, I'm going to blow my head off.
That's wild.
It was crazy.
Everyone just wanted
to. Then tried to go to AT&T, closed. I was just like, oh,
everything.
Remember I coined the term COVID by convenience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Certain people was like, when it was convenient, it was like, oh no, I can't do this because of COVID. But then I'd see them out doing all these other things. It's
literally.
Like, oh, that's right. So, yeah, hurricane by convenience.
Yeah, so it was comical and all was well, but it was,
it was so, I knew it was so hyped up.
Yeah.
Because, like,
okay, but,
East Coast, like, hurricanes are, like, real hurricanes. Like,
well, especially in Florida and right
down
south.
Yeah, but, like, Hurricane Sandy shut down my school for a month. Like, that's, so I was like, this isn't going to be. I was like, this is going to be a bad storm.
I think.
And it was.
But here's the lesson that everyone needs to take the time to figure. Again, regular guy theory. I'm just sitting in the middle seat here on Spirit Airlines economy class. But that old saying, follow the money. So what do I mean by that?
I don't know.
All right. Well, okay. Are you more apt to watch a weather report that says, oh, sunny skies, LA, it's great. Or are you going to watch when it's like, oh my God, doom, boom, right?
Yeah.
So that makes more what?
Money.
Right. Okay. Then, you know, everyone went out and spent. Right?
Totally.
So then from there, totally. Everyone goes out and is buying everything at the supermarket, buy it, and you make more
money.
Yeah. And when you, and again, I took the shot, I took my vaccine, and, you know, but I will say, you do what you have to do in the time you have to do it. But at the same time, I was like, well, if someone is making money off this, the pharmaceutical company, some is making money off of it. So now, and now if the media is going to get more ratings by saying, oh my God, big flu is coming, big, right? So you're more up to tune in. But then the pharmaceutical companies make more money that way. I mean, again, that's just another example of you just sometimes have to step back and go, there's much more money in fear and scaring people. And do you, okay, Tasha might be tough because you didn't grow up in this country, but do you ever remember a flu season where they said, oh, it's going to be mild flu season, guys, this year?
Never. Never.
Never.
Never.
Flu season was not a thing.
In South Africa.
Oh, really?
It's like, oh, yeah, the flu comes around, but it wasn't like a big deal like it is here.
And listen, I know, my mom and Costa, they would always take their flu shots. So I'm really not being partisan about it. I'm just saying you really have to just step back and say, think about the money. That's why I'm not a believer that there's some underground group that runs the world and it's all about that they have this grand plan. And this, I just think each individual that's doing whatever they're doing, it's about money. And if you follow all the actions of what's going down, I'm telling you, you'll find money. Someone's making money. A group of people may. And by the way, whether it's being on the left or the right, I just think people, where is the money? What is making more money for that? You know, and I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe they rationalize and convince themselves that it's more than that. But I think at the end of the day, it's money. And then we are the sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what did Ida say to me this week? Ida Kendall, she said, you know, Métis, civilians, they just want to feed. He's like, they just show up for the kill. And I said, well, the lion does the work to hunt and do the kill. She's like, no, they're not the lions. They're more like the hyenas, the vulture. You know, like they just show up like and just feed. You know, they're not thinking enough to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're not doing the work. You know, but, yeah. But I mean, but yeah. Again, we're the civilians. I'm a civilian too. Where I, you know, but I just think, if you really take a step back, there's bad news is money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good news is not, there's no money in good news. Mm-mm. More money in bad news.
Yeah, totally.
You know, we're all, what do we all tune into? The train wreck.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, that's, we're all like,
oh. Can't look away. Yeah.
Even the Scooter Braun thing. Like, we're attracted to the negative part of that story.
Totally.
That's what's like, oh, did you hear, you know, yeah, so, yeah. And again, there's what? That money. There's more, that's, you'll go to, I don't even know where people go for entertainment news now, TMZ, E! Online. I don't know where they go, but the bottom line is,
that's what sells.
That's what sells.
Yeah.
So I just think that, there's more money behind the hurricane fears.
Yeah.
And again, you hate saying that because the time where there really is one, like a Sandy or something.
Right.
So you want to be prepared, but I just think you should be prepared no matter what anyway. I mean, I always have my protocols in place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I knew it.
I charged my phone.
I went to Orange County. I was like, I'm leaving.
All I did was make sure you guys were good.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because I'm fine here at HQ.
Yeah.
You know, like we're set up for business here. But I just wanted to make sure you guys were, if something happened.
there was a car that hydroplaned and then and hit one of the cars out in front of our apartment, and then it was ran like a hit and run and smashed the, up a car. But, yeah, it was crazy, but in a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
Of course,
right, in a good way. And all the police were out there. We're all like, "What's happening?" And I was like, "Oh, yikes!" So there were some hydroplanes.
Well, we're not. We are not prepared here for rain.
No, we're not built for it.
Oh my gosh,
we hydroplane. We also the other thing is because it rains so much back east and in other areas, the oil that builds up on the pavement gets washed away. It doesn't hear.
Doesn't hear.
So then when it does rain, it becomes super slick. So you have inexperienced drivers in those conditions meets, you know, like slippery. Mm-hmm. And it's not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun.
That being said, I think it's time to, I think it's time to take the ship. I think it's time to GTFO. I think it's time to take the Ava back. Take us out.
Hey, girl.
You guys. Okay, guys. Hot girl summer. What's left?
Well, I think we're done after Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I'm going to the cabin. I'm so excited.
You're going up north.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
That is fun.
It's going to be lovely.
Luigi, is the clip concerned about the last weekend of summer? Or
I kind of forgot that it was almost over. Yeah.
Well, we're LA, so it's going to stay hot till October.
Yeah,
fair. LA's just honestly summer the whole year.
It really is.
There's no concept of it.
I had a friend who said to me, because being hardcore East Coast people, it took me probably over a decade to like this place.
Yeah.
But he said to me, he's like, you know, I just pretend I'm on vacation every day. Because I'm like, I have to live here. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And I love that mentality.
Yeah.
Kind of can feel like that.
Oh, totally.
But then goes to extreme, and then that's a whole
other scam. That's the problem.
That's a whole other scam.
I also did find a cute, if anyone wants to join me, really cute new coffee shop by my place that's actually open that I've been scamming and working at. Big fans.
Oh, so
that's my new thing.
Down at the beach?
Yeah. Oh. And it's lovely. Because sometimes, like, working in your, it gets old.
No, I got to get out. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
I need light, and I need to get out. I'm a big fan of working at the coffee shop.
Me too.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
I've been going to my aunt's house in Orange County with my cousin, and I'm like,
nice.
On the weekends,
the backyard, I'm geriatric
now. I'm like, do stuff. It's funny, during the hurricane, I woke up at 8:30 because my friend FaceTimed me on Sunday. And I was like, oh, good morning. Like, how was my friend was throwing some event? And she's like, oh, I'm leaving now. I'm going home. And I was waking up at 8:30 and she was leaving.
Hell no.
And I was like, I'm so happy to be with my cousin.
Excuse me. She wasn't leaving. She was winning.
She was winning. She was winning. I was like, I am so happy to be in my cousin's.
And I'm so envious of your friend.
Not on her.
Because you know what? This is where I always talk out of two sides of my mouth because the work and the this and the that. And then there's just another side of me. It's like, no, just let me be drunk 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Not my karma, though. But other people, it's their karma. It's like their they karma. Get to.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I've been.
Natty, are you with the boy over the weekend?
I am with the boy, and we go back to school on Monday.
See, here's a question, Tasha. Why did you send the kids back?
No, I hate this new scam.
I don't understand that.
Like,
that's weird.
The kids went back to school yesterday.
It makes no sense to me.
RJF fans.
That's new.
They went back to school yesterday.
Yeah, they don't like this.
Two days of school.
No, it's not
and
fair.
Then the weekend, and then and the 2 days of school, and then the holiday.
It makes no sense.
It used to be, right, growing up, it was after Labor Day.
Yeah, always knew. After Labor Day.
Totally.
You know, I think you had your Labor Day scam, and then you went back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I do have to tell you guys, speaking of going back to school, though, there's a high school.
We're a bonus. We're a bonus.
There's a high school, like, around the corner from me. And so this coffee shop that I've been going to, I left at the same time as the high schoolers were getting out.
Hey, Queen.
Guys, it was scary.
I'm getting anxiety for you.
So scary.
See, why? You did the peace sign?
No, and I had my backpack because I like walking with my backpack. And I was like, great. This is so scary.
It's so scary when they pass you by in their big group. Yes. And you're like,
And these are South Bay kids, too. So they're all so cool. They're on their e-bikes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, my I just kept my head down.
Kelsey, yeah. Head down. Don't look up. Kelsey, don't make eye contact.
No so power scared. To communicate with them.
No,
anymore.
I was scared. No.
They're a different level.
They're different.
Like what? Poochie?
This next generation is ruthless.
The college kids are cool still. Like I could talk to them.
Yeah, but they're like more our age.
Yeah, the
like,
high schoolers.
The high schoolers are like, no.
I find I don't know if I just found the ones I've seen are just very disconnected.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like if I'm in the room, it's like the plant gives them, they have more energy. They get more energy from the plant. You're not even there. And when I was young, if an adult came in the room, or you know, you would want to endear yourself.
Yeah.
Or you'd have respect.
Oh yeah, no, they don't care.
You don't even exist.
They don't care. Yeah.
You don't even exist. No. They're not even like not care. I mean, like you don't exist.
Yeah. Also, what they think is cool is just so different than like what I.
Yeah, what's cool?
I don't know. That's the problem. Like I know. Random things will get people excited. Like I feel like we could walk in and be like, we live in LA and we produce whatever, and they're like, cool. Like not even look up, and someone can be like. Did you see this video of someone falling off? I don't know. Something literally. Silly. They're like, no way. Like, the weirdest things get them excited. Like,
also, Natty, I'm sorry, Poojie. I feel like we're getting mixing. Two songs.
I'm hearing some, like a ballad mixed
me
with
too. Me too. Me too. I'm like, is that my brain?
Maybe two chicken songs are going.
Oh, it is. I was right. Sometimes it's my brain and sometimes
good job.
I'm glad that you said something.
Well, listen, we're a bonus, so.
We're a bonus.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, the stuff that they think is cool really is.
It's so.
Like their humor, even on TikTok, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, like my cousin will make jokes at like Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? Girl, what are you saying? She's a queen and she's a queen.
I'm telling you, by the end of our lives, it's going to be like, yeah, are you there? They're going to have their own language.
Back to school. I miss back to school. That's so fun.
I know. I miss it too.
That was my favorite.
My niece had a great quote about that back to school, the first week is magical.
Magical.
It's stressful.
Of college. And it's college.
Yeah.
High school, maybe not as much, but college.
I liked high school too.
Well, junior and senior year.
I definitely got anxious back, but then when you're there, it's like fun.
Everyone went to the same school. Like, I've had the same kids in my grade since I was, like, in kindergarten. So, I guess I didn't have to, like, meet new kids and stuff. Fun. So, I didn't have that anxiety going into it. But I get what you're saying. Like, I think if you have to, like, meet a bunch of kids.
You came up at a time where you probably saw a lot of your friends in the summer.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we somewhat did, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, college was... It was, I would look forward to that.
College was so much fun going back.
That was the best.
Except for sorority recruitment. Blech. The worst. Yeah, has anyone been on Rush Talk?
No.
What?
What is Rush Talk?
Rush Talk.
I'm already all in.
What? Okay. So it really popped off last year.
Wait, I'm supposed to know about this?
Yeah, in the Southern schools. Gosh,
how do I not know about this?
Rush is like very big, right? So sorority recruitment rush.
There was one horrible, did you see the HBO doc?
Bama Rush Talk. That's what it's about. So they made it. It was terrible. They did
It was really bad.
But so like this popped off on TikTok about all these girls like going through Rush in these Southern schools. And it was, wow.
Everyone's,
it was a treat.
Well, because
everyone's a queen.
Everyone's a queen. But now it's anti-queen, right? It's anti-queen culture.
It is.
Right?
It is. But
it's a fun, it seemed, I saw the Bama thing. I saw the, I saw the video.
The
teaser for it.
Oh.
And I said, just another opportunity to be a victim.
Yeah.
Here I am at this $100,000 school.
Right.
And I get to be.
Theirs were intense. I would have. Yeah. So ours.
Well, Roxy told me the stories. Like, yeah. Stuff,
and we went through it too.
All business.
Are leading up to it.
Their whole life. They're like triple legacy. Like, I went into recruitment like, wait, what?
Yeah. And what like, does that you mean? Don't. Which is just, I guess, point to us because our parents were never like,
I don't want anyone being hurt. So, like, I don't like the hazing part of it. Yeah. But if that's your jam, like.
No, totally.
I wasn't into it. And by the way, like, any of the stuff that we did, I eliminated. I'm like, no more hazing. We're going to just comedy.
Yeah.
Because they're crap in their pants. Yeah. I'm like, but. So we're going to have comedy. And by the way, it's a lot, 30 years later, they still do a lot of the stuff that I created. Yeah.
Listen.
Like I was like, so you know, one of our hazing things was, it was like the Wednesday night was make your own Sunday party.
I love that.
They were like, what? You know, they used to be lit on fire.
Yeah.
And like making sugar.
So you'd see them like the handshaking as they're doing. And I was like, and every time you take a scoop, you have to go, yay. I'm like, you don't have to do anything.
They're like expecting someone to like dig up in the bat, like with the bat. Yeah.
And then it was like times where I would try to sell them on life insurance.
Oh my God.
Sit them down and be like, no, I really need you to help me sell them. And I was like, and we can't. No one's leaving going to sleep tonight until we make a sale.
Yes, that sounds way better than drinking sleep.
But again, it was just like
Yeah.
Fun. And then some of them like big laugh along, and it was fun. Like yeah. That's what made it fun.
Fun too.
You make it. It's supposed to be fun. Like it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Be.
Yeah.
By the way, just by depriving them of sleep, and I understand that the idea of it is to make the group tight.
Yes.
But there's ways you can do it where it's like if we're effing with them enough, then they go, okay, no, let's smarten up. Like, let's.
Yeah. We never really. I was like member ed, so I was in charge of like all the new youngins coming in.
So you'd be great.
Yeah, I loved it. It was like my favorite. And so they were just all my buddy. But we all just had so much fun.
But you know, it's funny. You really get to see the demons and people that get revealed when they. There's an old Jewish saying, if you want to see who the person is, really, give them power.
Mm.
And so some of the people you would see, and then some of the alumni would come. They would come back to, so like, you know, from the fun college life to now, like they're out and they're,
yes.
This one guy came back and he just was so angry. And he like literally like took a cigar and like he burned one of my friend's necks. My friend still has a scar.
What?
Yeah. And I remember saying like, listen.
That's crazy.
So yeah, well, like the alumni, I'm like, we have to like, I don't care. Like, oh, but no. These guys were so cool when we were sophomores. We looked up to them. Like, I don't, as I was transferring, I'm like, I don't care. I don't know them.
Yeah,
these younger guys are going to be our team.
Mm-hmm.
And no, there's no, let the word out. No more of that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas.
Crazy.
That's all you say.
Whereas. That's period. All. Period.
Yeah, there's just no need of that. No. Anyway, but I mean, no, if they're into the, but if they're like, so tell me about Rush Life. This.
Oh, yeah. No. So when we had to go back, it was just. I did not like it. It's annoying. It's like 2 weeks. You have to like prep for a whole week and then you have, and it's just intense. And I don't really subscribe to the whole thing because it's tough.
Did other people love doing it though, Kelsey?
Loved.
Okay. There you go.
I think a lot of us, like I liked talking to the girls. Like I liked that. I didn't like to have to do the whole like choreographed dance song, blah, 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 that. I hate rehearsing for that. But most of my sorority was like me. And then we had our one recruitment chair. He was like, okay, you guys, we love this.
Oh my
God. And I was like, no, we don't, bitch.
No, we don't, bitch.
And we had to get all coordinating outfits. And
it's intense. My sister she was like head of recruitment or something. Although she was forced to do it because you have to vote in like anonymously. And if you get voted in, you have to do it. And so the girls voted her. And she's like,
I don't want to do it. Really? We all had, we didn't have a choice.
No, I mean, to spearhead it, or she was one of the roles. Like she didn't want to be a role, but they were like, no, you were like, they voted everyone in and you had to do it. Wow. I don't know. And for like a couple weeks before leaving, she would always be so stressed. And,
you know, it's so
my
much
parents
work.
Are like, you're stressed.
Did it give her on any, this. Did it give her any skills for after?
Yeah, totally, totally. It was nice you put on your resume.
It's like Maria doing the pageant.
Yeah.
Got love. So much out of it.
You definitely did.
Organizational skills.
Yeah. Leadership skills. Oh, yeah. So it was really good. Yeah. It's just
funny.
It's just funny. Yeah.
I remember there's a thing too where it's like when you're a junior, you can be like a real
we have two songs going again.
Yeah, we do. Good ear, Kev. But you can be like in charge. You give up your letters during recruitment.
Of course you
do. And I couldn't tell any of the girls that I was a Kappa Delta. And I had this like I had like the little group of new like baby freshmen coming in who were like going through recruitment and I would like help them and guide them and like
the PNMs.
The PNMs and I was like a rogue am. That was so fun. Like that was really cool. And I liked anytime I could like help and be like a mentor and like lead in that way is cool. I think it's the part that makes me want to vomit is like the dancing and
the cheesy stuff.
I think as the leader of Bic, we're gonna put a pin in that.
Right. But like, you do learn so much.
Totally. Totally.
Outside of that.
You make good friends.
Yeah.
No, it's a nice thing.
I'm like Katie for life, bitch.
In 20 years. I just don't know in 20 years if I see my little one going through any of that. You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe she will, but she could just, you know, not avoid college. I don't know. I don't know if college is going to be the thing. It's going to decrease, I think.
I think it depends. Like
people will get to see.
Yeah.
If you have the means.
Yeah.
But I just see parents going bankrupt.
Oh,
kids going bankrupt in the future. And
basically
to go and learn how to dance in unison.
Right.
And then,
right.
But it's a fun experience too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, you can scam all you want.
But you gotta work.
You gotta work.
Mm-hmm. Gotta work. Mm-hmm. So, but what is Rush? You said you follow Rush Life. Is this an app or something?
No. On TikTok.
On TikTok.
On TikTok. I think it's over now. I think it's like beginning of August. Usually, it's like Rush Talk.
So like there's
all
different,
the girls are doing TikTok.
Yeah. So like when your TikTok feed is all like Rush content, you'll say, I'm on Rush
Talk. I'm on Rush Talk.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get on this Rush Talk.
Yeah. It's just the algorithm.
Just speak it into your phone. Rush Talk.
There we go. Honestly.
Yeah, right. No, it'll come
Rush
up
Talk. Yeah. But it's very entertaining. And so like when it first kind of popped off last year, 2 years ago, Pooji, there would be these girls who were like vlogging their experience. Sorry, Kev. Through recruitment. They're like, okay, so I got dropped from this house today. It was one of my favorites. I'm super bummed, but I still have this house and this house. This is what I'm going to wear. Like,
sounds amazing.
It's crazy.
Amazing.
I love
crazy.
It.
Amazing.
Are you guys enough bonus? It all started with so two more weekends of summer, but apparently with back to school, it's not. It's very disheartening. However, Christmas decorations showing up in Lowe's are right around the corner.
That's right. After Halloween. All the Halloween's up right now.
Halloween's up now. But no, the Lowe's I used to go to on the East Coast had the...
Mm.
Our Christmas podcast needs to come back.
There we go.
Sooner than later. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. And we'll talk to you shortly. Kids, if you would do our signature out, whatever it is.
Bye, Betches. Bye.
Hey, Heel Squad. We have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends. And if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and follow us on Instagram at Heel Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heel Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/HeelSquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.